Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. It's always an exciting time when we can have your dialogue and discussion as you join in the discussion each day. We look forward to your input. As I've said before, some say they want to put in their 2 cents worth. Well, we invite you to put in your nickel's worth if you'd like to. Be delighted to have you call in today. The telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and discussion. We're asking a hypothetical question today. What if Joe Biden wins the presidency? What do we do? Where do we go? I had a man recently that asked the question, Pastor, if Joe Biden wins, where do we go? Where do we move? What do we do? What is plan B or plan A for that matter? There are a number of folks today that's considering that factor. What do we do? Well, my position is that we remain where we are. We continue to do what God's called us to do. We continue to allow Him to give us the wisdom and understanding and the strength each day to continue to obey Him according to His word. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, it's the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God that should direct our lives. Not the whims and the wishes of the political category or the political agenda. Although we as Christians are still to be salt and light, it doesn't change the mandate of the scripture that we're to be salt and light. It doesn't change the fact that we're still to obey Christ and not Caesar when it comes to any challenge against the church, the Christian, and the word of God. So we're going to be talking about that today. And then a part of the broadcast, we'll be talking about the 6 amendments that's on your ballot for the state of Florida and how we need to vote and what we need to do. Perhaps you have questions about those amendments. Perhaps you've just skipped them altogether if you've already voted. We'd love to hear from you. Love to be able to give you insight and direction on those 6 amendments. It will make a vast difference in the constitutional republic and the representative form of government that we have as to how you cast your ballot. You see, it's not just a vote for the president, though that's the top of the ticket, the most important thing we will do this election cycle, but the number of other decisions we must make when we look at our ballot, walk into the voting booth, and cast our vote. It is the decision that will determine the destiny of our nation. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you once again, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Word of God. It is the truth book. What does the Word of God say? The Scripture says in John 8:31-32, when Jesus is talking to His disciples, the Scripture says very clearly, Jesus speaking, if you continue in My Word, then you're My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am truth. And further He elaborates on that in John 17:17, when the Lord Jesus says, Thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the Word of God that ought to be the direction in our lives. It ought to be what moves and mandates and motivates our footsteps and what we do and say each and every day. It is the truth book. And it was the secularist George Orwell a number of years ago that made the statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that taking place so vividly in our political arena today in particular, where there's a detestation for anything that's called truth. But for the child of God, for the Christian, we ought to simply continue to speak the truth and tell the truth. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made such a powerful statement. He says, faithful Christians seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. Live the truth. Defend the truth, even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, if I might add the little footnote, I believe that before the rapture of the church, we will see enough prosecution and persecution of the church and Christians and Christian organizations and a battle against the Bible, a battle against God's word. I believe that we will see the time come before the rapture of the church where we will see Christians, we will see absolute persecution and prosecution of the church, and it will demand that we stand for truth, and it will demand that we stand even if we stand alone, even if we have to stand and face death as a result of it. We must obey God rather than man. If it is a comparison or a contrast or conflict with what God's word says that we need to do, may I remind us of that. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a full knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about landscape lawn care equipment for the homeowner as well as for the professional. They have a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about hurricane preparedness equipment and the backup generation equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. A good benchmark is that beautiful flag, wonderful American flag, standing 165 feet in the air at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. That flag's flowing 24/7. Find that flagpole. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it's always my delight to have you to join in the dialogue and the discussion. Looking forward to what you will have to say in this issue-faced orientation of what we're saying and doing today. What if Joe Biden wins? I believe we have a call on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Pastor. If Biden, then the Democrats win, it would be like someone telling me that my mother took a turn for the worst and they don't expect her to live much longer. It would cause me to feel very ominous, and it would cause me to email, phone call, letter all my friends and family that you better get ready. The Lord is coming. And, you know, he loves his people. He's not going to allow us to be abused and slaughtered. And it would just reinforce that Christ is coming soon. Now, I do not believe that's going to happen. I believe Trump is going to win and evil is going to be restrained for another few years. I mean, nobody knows. I could be wrong. But if Biden should win, I know how ominous negativity would instantly come over. So what
absolutely
do you think?
Well, Joseph, I'm in agreement with you. It would be a sense of fright, a sense of fear, a sense of uncertainty if that were to take place. And I'm in agreement with you also that I believe that Donald J. Trump is going to win re-election. I pray that it's by a landslide, because my concern is the Democrats have already said that we're going to lie, cheat, and steal to do anything to win this election. And based on what we're already seeing with the thousands and yay and some states millions of ballots being sent out in duplicity, and some to dead people, some even to named dogs and cats in the family, it sounds very ominous with that potentiality. But
right.
I'm looking at an article here from Matt Staver with Liberty Council. Says, in the democratic socialist countries of Europe, governments dictate what a church may or may not preach. In fully communist countries, governments ban churches altogether. Now the similar repressions are happening right here in the United States of America. And very frankly,
right.
Joseph, if Biden were to be elected and President Donald J. Trump is not going back into office, we could face Christian repression, prosecution, and persecution as the world has never experienced since the first century church. So that's the reason
right.
I'm so passionate about wanting our listeners to understand how we ought to vote and the thing that's at risk, the thing that's at stake. What we leave as a legacy for our children, our grandchildren, and our great-great-grandchildren would be predicated on the vote that we make as of November the 3rd.
Right.
So I'm going to agree with you.
Dr. Youngblood?
Yes.
Dr. Youngblood, you do realize that there are people who, what I call hardcore deceived, and they're not just neutral about Christians anymore. They want to rub our faces in the ground. I mean, I'm with you 100%. If you know the truth, but some people are, I mean, they're just like in Noah's day. I mean, they hate God's people.
Well, you know, Joe Biden has already said that Christians are the dregs of society. His words, not mine. Dregs of society. Chris Cuomo on National Communist Network News denigrated Christianity and Christians and said that we ought not to have any privileges. We ought to simply hide in the closet and stay closed in. And that's generally the way the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party feels about Christians. And that's what's so ominous about the potentiality of this election. But Joseph, one thing that I can say as a word of encouragement to you and to all of our listeners, Scripture says we need to look up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. And if we see things getting worse and worse in society, it means it's getting closer and closer for the rapture of the church and the sudden seizure of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when that takes place, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that it is then in the hands of the Antichrist and a satanic, demonic force that the world has never seen, never experienced, when God's judgment is poured out upon a world that said no to Jesus Christ, his son. Joseph, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your input today. Continue to be blessed today. Invite others to tune in and listen. I pray that it is an encouragement to you and to others as we look at the potentiality and the alternatives for we as Christians. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what if Biden is elected president. What if he wins? Ladies and gentlemen, America has just 13 days. We have 13 days to determine our nation's destiny. It's a countdown, if you please, to either a socialist, Marxist, BLM, democratic government or our constitutional republic that we've enjoyed for some 244 years. The destiny, ladies and gentlemen, of America is hanging in the balance. I don't know how I can impress you with this any more directly. I don't know how I can state it any stronger than I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. We need to understand, what if Joe Biden becomes the president of the United States of America? Just what will America look like? In fact, the Bible is very, very clear in Proverbs 29:2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And that's the contrast. That's the comparison. That's the differentiation between what we've been seeing in the past 4 years. Now, listen very carefully. I understand that President Donald J. Trump is not Jesus. I understand he's not a perfect person, contrary to some that believe that a Christian ought not to vote for President Trump. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're not voting for Jesus. We're voting for the President of the United States of America. We're voting for the one, Donald J. Trump, in the re-election that stood for religious liberty, stood for the freedom of speech. He stood for our right to keep and bear arms. He has stood with Israel. He has taken a stand on the moral, ethical agenda and the trajectory of America more than any other president in recent history, more than any other president in my lifetime. But, ladies and gentlemen, it is very, very clear. In fact, it's I've quoted this several times on this broadcast in Decision Magazine on the October issue from Franklin Graham. Franklin Graham says, thankfully, under the current administration, our religious liberties have been protected and preserved through a number of executive orders and the appointment of conservative judges and justices. Through executive actions, the right for life for the unborn and the freedom of the Christian organizations and professionals to practice according to their sincerely held religious beliefs have been advanced, upheld, and protected. However, as the 2020 election draws near, I have a dire warning for Christians. This wonderful season of progress for the cause of religious freedom and the moral and biblical values we hold so dear could quickly and perhaps even permanently be reversed. Voters choosing between two polar opposite visions for America. One that threatens to send our country spiraling down the dangerous road of socialism, and one that promises to uphold the constitutional freedoms our nation is built upon while making America the envy of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the statement that I want you to bear in mind as you cast your vote. By the way, if you've already voted, love to have you call. Tell me how you voted. Let our listeners know. Give us the premise behind your decision of the vote. If you cast your vote for President Trump, why did you do that? If you cast your vote for Joe Biden, why did you do that? On what biblical basis are you voting? Ladies and gentlemen, I can't emphasize it any more directly than to say that we're to be salt and light. And as salt and light, we need to recognize the ominous horizon if Joe Biden is elected president and what that entails for the United States of America. It is a very serious thing. In fact, it was Chris Cuomo that I referred to and alluded to earlier with our caller. Chris Cuomo says, get in the closet, Christians. Your kind aren't welcome in public life in America. That's the headline, October the 19th, 2020. While interviewing Senator Haruno, Democrat of Hawaii, last week, CNN Chris Cuomo expressed concern that Judge Amy Coney Barrett's faith more central to her value system and her behavior and thoughts than it would be just as an ordinary Catholic, he says. Of course, what Cuomo really means by ordinary is palatable, acceptable, tolerable. For the Democrats and the left-wing stooges like him, Christians should be free from worship whatever, free to worship whatever sky fairies, that's what he calls God, sky fairies, F-A-I-R-I-E-S. So Chris Cuomo is saying that as we worship God, we're worshiping sky fairies. We ought to have the freedom to worship whatever sky fairies we want to, providing it's a part-time commitment behind closed doors. This is the extent of religious freedom the left wants for the United States of America and for Christians. Ladies and gentlemen, if everybody else wants to tune this out today, I'm talking to Christians. If everybody else wants to tune it out, I'm speaking to Christians. We need to recognize our awesome responsibility, obligation before Holy God to be salt and light, to be the watchman on the wall, to warn of danger coming. That's what this broadcast tries to do, attempts to do every day, is warning of danger ahead, curving the road, bridge out that's ahead of us, especially if we vote for Joe Biden as president of the United States of America. The Democratic Party has already said they're vowing to cheat, to lie, and to steal to win. This article states it so clearly. The Democratic Legion in Colorado says the 2020 election amounts to a revolution. That means lying, cheating, and stealing. All are morally acceptable actions that they help bring about the defeat of President Donald J. Trump in November. Notice what they're saying. That we have, this is a battle, and so in that battle, we have the right to cheat, lie, and steal, whatever is necessary to defeat President Trump. The man's name is Christopher Jackson, a member of the executive committee of the Colorado Democratic Party, expressed his beliefs in an undercover video released by Project Veritas. Quote, I'm going to do everything morally acceptable to win. I will lie, I will cheat, I will steal, because that's morally acceptable in this political environment. Absolutely, he says. We are pirates on a pirate ship, and anything's acceptable. He said, I want to make this very point very loud and very clearly. He continued, I said it nicely before, but I'll say it more curtly now. 2020 is a political revolution. Ladies and gentlemen, he said it in the wrong sense. He has the wrong attitude. He has the wrong mentality and modus operandi to carry out the task. But he's exactly right. We are in a revolution. And the revolution is being fought. It will either be on the battlefield or the ballot box. I stated that in the book that I published, Is It Time for Revolution, in 2012. And I was dealing with the fact that we're looking at the decay, the erosion, and the evisceration of our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. And as such, ladies and gentlemen, there needs to be a revolution. But I don't want it to be on the streets. I don't want it to be on the battlefields. I want it to be at the ballot box. So I'm challenging every Christian, if you haven't voted, vote. If you intend to vote, vote. I pray that you're registered to vote. And as I say, it's kind of glibly and yet jokingly, every Christian ought to vote soon and often. That's the way Democrats vote, soon and often. And I challenge you to get out and vote. If it's raining, vote. If it's you stand in line for an hour, vote. If you don't feel like it, get in line and vote. That's my position on this issue. It's that serious before us today and what God would have us to do to preserve our constitutional republic and the representative form of government that we have today in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris go into the Oval Office and they take control of the executive branch of the government, United States of America, we're in serious, serious trouble that I don't believe the nation has ever seen or could recoup from if that takes place. every church, every Christian ministry, every Christian organization will openly be persecuted and prosecuted. Our religious liberties will be canceled if Joe Biden has already stated that Christians are the dregs of society. That should be an understanding and recognition of where we stand in a Biden administration if Joe Biden is elected. What if he's elected? And he has the mentality, the mindset, that Christians are the dregs of society. And he's already made that statement. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden has already stated that his number one act, his number one priority, will be to enact the HB 5 bill, that is the Equality Act, that Nancy Pelosi pushed through February 2019 by 240 votes in the House, and 47 senators have already signed on. You may ask, what is the Equality Act? Ladies and gentlemen, it is everything that the LGBTQ agenda wants. It is the sodomite agenda to absolutely permeate and be dominant in the United States of American government. And it's Joe Biden that says he will enact that. What is the LGBTQ agenda? What will it do? Christians and Christian churches and Christian organizations will have to submit, surrender, and embrace the sodomite agenda for America, are forced to be closed. They churches, Christian organizations, Christian schools, Christian colleges, Christian universities, Christian adoption agencies will all be required by federal law, if Joe Biden is president, listen, required by federal law to pay for abortions and transgender surgery and procedures on the insurance policies of those that's insured in the Christian organizations in America. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if I didn't go any further than make that statement. It should cause you to stand up and understand we must not allow, with doing all that we can from the human standpoint, Joe Biden to become president. We need to pray, ladies and gentlemen, as never before. We need to pray and ask God to intervene. We need to pray and ask God to give us victory in this battle that we're faced with in this election cycle as never before. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that what is before us is danger that the world, the nation, has never experienced before. We need to go back to what the scripture says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. When will God hear our prayers and answer our prayers and heal our lands? After we have that call upon his name, after we have humbled ourselves, after we have prayed, after we have sought his face and turned from our wicked ways. Ladies and gentlemen, to seek the face of God means to seek to please him, seek to honor him, seek to reverence him, seek to obey him. And when we've done that as a nation, God's going to hear our prayer. God's going to heal our land. And the healing of the land, ladies and gentlemen, is far more than just placing President Trump back in office, of which I'm prayerful that God will do. Keep in mind, it was November of 2016 when God, by divine intervention, put Donald J. Trump in office. It was viewed as an impossibility. It was an impracticability as far as the Communist Network News and all of the social media would have it. At this juncture, at this very time, 13 days before the election, this very time in 2016, that all of the pundits were all already simply rallying around the victory for Hillary Rodham Clinton, and they were talking about how Donald J. Trump was in, it was an impossibility to get the Electoral College votes enough to win. He was supposedly 10, 11, 12 points down at the time of the election. But look what God did, and I'm praying that God will intervene again. I'm praying that God will not allow Joe Biden to be in office. But if Joe Biden is elected, we're talking about what if Joe Biden wins the election? Christians, Christian organizations, Christian churches, pastors will all be in the bullseye and will face the persecution and prosecution at the hand of the federal government. In fact, here's an article that says Joe Biden vows to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land. He's saying not only is he going to have, number one, his action of enacting by executive order and then by legislation to make it a federal law that we must obey House Bill 5, which is the Equality Act, which is the sodomite agenda for the United States of America. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, unless you're wondering, those that are aligned with the sodomite agenda, those that say that they are transsexual, bisexual, or simply sexually dysphoric, they amount to about 2% of America. Yet they control about 98% of Washington and the House of the Senate and the United States House, the Republican, House. Nancy Pelosi is carrying out the leadership in, and the United States Senate. They simply control the U.S. House, ladies and gentlemen, and much of the Senate today. And as a result of that, their mindset is that we're going to control the direction morally, ethically, spiritually for the United States of America. They're going to make the decision. And they make up about 2%. So let's give them benefit of the doubt and say they make up 4%. Double the number. They make up 4%. And by the way, I'm not using those percentages hypothetically or just simply as a generic number. It is from the Pew Research Foundation and from the Barna Report. And what they've done, and also from the CDC back in 2013, 14, and 15, made those determinations. And I'm simply taking their number of 2% then and doubling that. And it's absolutely unconscionable, ladies and gentlemen, that that should be the rule for all in America. And if Joe Biden wins the election, that's where we are. Christian organizations and churches and Christian adoption agencies will be required to allow non-Christians to be employed in their organizations. In fact, if House Bill 5, the Equality Act is passed, ladies and gentlemen, if Joe Biden is in office, it will become the law of the land, and it will make it impossible for a Christian ministry, a Christian church, to be able to live under the auspices and the direction, the laws and the regulations that will be required by Joe Biden's administration with Kamala Harris at the helm. By the way, I can just tuck in this thought. Joe Biden is a Trojan horse. Joe Biden will never, ever, ever be, if he's elected, he'll not be the president of the United States of America. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Kamala Harris, Ilhan Omar, and Bernie Sanders will be the ones that will make all of the decisions. In fact, I believe that the reason Nancy Pelosi is setting up a committee now to make a determination on future presidents with Amendment 25 in relationship to if a president is not capable of carrying out his duties, then he can be removed from office. It has to be determined by the vice president and by the United States House of Representatives, and a third entity. She's setting up that third entity now, which will be a commission to make the determination. And she's planning on removing Joe Biden if he's elected and allowing Kamala Harris to be the de facto president of the United States of America. It is Nancy Pelosi's opinion that they will do whatever they need to do, lie and cheat and steal, as the Democrats have already said, in order to make Joe Biden the president of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what if Joe Biden wins this election. Christian organizations, Christian churches, and adoption agencies will be required to allow non-Christians to be engaged in the operation of those ministries, or the doors will be closed. Christian schools and churches will be prosecuted and persecuted. Listen, if they print, publish, or distribute any material that speaks against the sodomite lifestyle or its agenda. And all of that, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got questions about that, if you doubt that, all you need to do is Google, if that is even possible. I hope they haven't shut that part down. But Google House Bill 5, the Equality Act, and read the entire bill. It'll frighten your socks off when you realize that Joe Biden said that he will make that. His number one priority is to inculcate that in the federal law for the United States of America. In fact, here's an article that says the House passes the bigoted, anti-Christian Equality Act, and it goes to a vote, and it's already been voted on, goes to the Senate. And ladies and gentlemen, I've read the entire document, and it's frightening to know that the potentiality of Joe Biden winning the election, of what he would do and enforce upon Christians in the United States of America. It will absolutely be the most egregious thing that we've ever seen that will go against our Bill of Rights, especially with the First Amendment, where we are guaranteed religious liberties, the freedom of speech. And ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden has also said he'd take away the guns. We'll talk about that further, about the agenda of Joe Biden if he wins the election. We need to pray. We need to ask God to give victory at the ballot box that President Donald J. Trump and be reelected. We're going to take about a one-minute break for the news at the top of the hour. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back as we face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.